I never thought that it could be. Cloud design across the sky paints the tale of you and I. Mist of youth for my bed. Love is so simple, the Sandman said.
We'd just like to share it with you again and for people who haven't heard.
Mother.
You been playing in that mud again?
Well, yes, Mother.
Why, look at that dirty face. Well, I tell you now, I want you to go into town, and I want you to get me some soap.
Soap.
Now, don't you forget now, soap.
Soap.
And you stay out of that mud.
Mud. Mud, 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 mud.
No, dummy, soap.
Oh, soap. Soap, 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 soap.
Well, he headed on down the road, a-skipping along and a-saying,
soap, 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 soap.
So he wouldn't forget what it was his mom had sent him for.
Soap.
Well, he come to a slick place in the road, and he slipped and fell.
Woo!
Well, he got up and went on and tried to think what it was his mom had sent him for. And, you know, he'd plumb forgot. So he walked back to the place where he slipped and says,
now, right there, I had it.
He walked on a few steps.
But right there, I lost it.
And he walked back.
Right there, I had it.
He walked on again.
Right there, I lost it.
And you know, he kept on a-walking back and forth, saying,
right there, I had it, but right there, I lost it.
Till he had himself a regular loblolly there in the road. Why, he had mud mired plumb over his kneecaps. Well, a man come along directly and heard what the boy was saying.
Right there, I had it, but right there, I lost it. Right there, I had it. Well, what'd you lose, son? Well, right there, I had it, but right there, I lost it. Well, now you tell me what it is, I'll help you look for it. Well, right there, I had it, but right there, I lost it.
So the man thought the boy was crazy and started on by. But he come to the boy's loblolly and he slipped and fell. Well, he got up just as mad as tarnation and says,
yuck, that blame mud is slick as soap. Soap.
Heard the boy and he jumped for joy.
Soap. Well, soap, 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 soap.
Well, the man thought the boy was making fun of him, so he grabbed him and he shook him and he says,
I'd like to share it with you now. And it has a chorus, so if you know it, and I'm sure most of you don't, please sing along. It doesn't take much to learn it.
Okay. I caught her stealing too. I asked her if she loved me. She said, indeed, I do. All together now. Sioux City Sioux, Sioux City Sioux. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I'd trade my horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sioux, Sioux City Sioux. There ain't no one as true as my sweet Sioux City Sioux.
One more for you. This is a to do the impossible. Excuse me. No, I won't. I made some rash statements recently. I said things like, you can't tune a guitar. It's true. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you can tune a guitar. By its nature, the guitar is untunable. Or is it untenable? All right. This is a song. This is a song. Songs are different than tunes. Tunes don't have words. This is a song called Train Ride. It's part of a trilogy, but I think it stands on its own. And I'd like to do it for you. I remember that train stopping at the depot was when me and my Aunt Vita came riding back from Waco. I remember I was wearing my long pants and we was sharing conversation with a man who sold ballpoint pens and paper. And the train stopped once in Clifton where my aunt bought me some ice cream and my mom was there to meet us when the train was pulled into Copper.
Things to eat. is apple pie and jelly roll. I'll say they can't be beat. People come from miles around to buy his homemade cakes. And should you tell him you're not well, he'll tell you what to take.
Cinnamon cake, get it from your baker. Cinnamon cake, cinnamon cake, leave me out the baker.
You may think that this is dead.
Nope, it's on.
Hi. I always preferred lemon. You may think that there are just human beings on our bus. Well, you're wrong. Who thinks there are just human beings on our... There are actually many, many, many trained animals that we have brought with us all the way from tropics of California. One, for example, this is very serious, as is everything that I've done, according to all of you. We would first like to bring out Wanda and Wilbur, our trained albino Siamese twin orangutans. Oh, it's not nice to laugh at the handicap. Who have consented to stand on each other's shoulders respectfully while whistling You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby in Portuguese. And they're gonna be here right now as soon as we can figure out how to get them to walk onto the stage. Excuse me.
This is very embarrassing. What my brother just told, yes, he is my brother. What he just told you was what they call in California a falsehood, lie, or untruth. But, oh, I see that glimmer, that despair coming over your eyes, but do not despair, because now we have Charlie the Trained Mosquito. You've heard of him, yes.
I thought he was sick. That's our bedpan.
Should have been yesterday, which was Saturday.
But what a joke, Bob.
Right now, we will have, without any further ado, Charlie the Trained Mosquito, who shall skillfully balance 50 pounds of Limburger cheese on his left tentacle.
His what?
Tentacle.
No. They already heard enough ball jokes.
Right, another ball. I'll get Charlie in just a minute. Don't go away.
That mosquito.
You killed Charlie! Now we have to scratch the mosquito out!
Oh, come on! Don't you think that's a bit rash?
Hey, Calamine, make a joke without you interrupting.
He's been itching to say that all day.
That's what I get for hiring scab labor.
Don't pick on me!
Well, if you weren't so crabby, I wouldn't.
Hey. I sting, he's trying to insult me. Sting, trying to...
That wasn't funny.
You know, like the bedpan one? The bed...
It all boils down to one thing.
What?
You're stupid!
I am too.
You are not!
I am too!
too.
You are not.
I am too. I am not.
No.
Don't push me like that. You're pee-peeing me off.
Well, I'm going to beat the poo-poo out of you.
Do.
They've had the food. Will we like all of you to scream out, eat it at the top of your lungs? Because if nothing else, we'll get into paper.
Sun.
Sun.
Sun. Sun. Sleep.
Oh, music to my
I'd like
ears.
To pretend that wasn't good.
Thank you.
Somebody once asked me what that had to do with folk music or tradition. That is a tradition, what you just saw. And
Jefferson and Liberty, it's also called the Gabio jig. And then from that we're going to go into a fast horn pipe in 2-4 time, but at a faster pace than the other. And that one's called a Liverpool horn pipe.
Thank you.
Well, the people in the band don't want to be introduced, so I guess they'll remain incognito. There were some other people who were going to participate, and I have to apologize to them that things got a little disorganized. The rain kind of started us off on a bad foot, and things got confused, and we didn't quite have the communication we should have between people. So those people that put the work into it and didn't kind of get the announcement to get over to the rehearsals at the last minute, I can only apologize and say, you know, please try again next year if you would. And you can still come up with this last one if you want, for that matter. It's fine. I'd like to give credit to these folks that are doing this, though, because they did learn these tunes and come to the rehearsals, and they, you know, they really love the fiddle playing that much, so I appreciate it a whole lot, and I hope you do, too. This last medley is gonna start out with a Strathspey, which is more of an unusual tune. It's in 4/4 time, but it's done really slow with kind of a choppy beat to it. And then from that, we'll go into a well-known reel, The Mason's Apron. Before we kind of finish up with this last medley, I'd like to make an announcement that there's going to be one more dance workshop later on when we're done here, over at the outdoor dance floor over there. And, you know, this is the country dancing, and just kind of dancing that's put to these tunes that we're doing here, pretty much. Okay, let's give it a go.
These mics set up for Mickey Rooney here. That's good. That one's good. That's good. My hands are a little sticky here. I tried to milk a chicken this afternoon. just call the fisherman. Thank you very much. This is a song that was written by Leo Kottke and, yeah. It was written about 1968. He was playing in a coffee house in Detroit, and some people from the Pepsi-Cola company came in, asked him if he wanted to do a TV commercial. Thinking it was his big break, he agreed. Until he found out that they wanted him to walk along the beaches of Malibu, dragging his guitar in the mud and with his, I don't know, his lips around a bottle of Pepsi. But so he turned it down. The next night they came in with a tape recorder and recorded this song, and it later became the Pepsi-Cola anthem. Thank you. another Kottke song. I'm not quite sure what he meant when he titled this, but it's called Vaseline Machine Gun. It's a lady's choice. This is called Sligo River Blues. It's by another good guitar player named John Fahey. Maybe anybody heard of him? It's called Sligo River Blues, and I had always pictured it after hearing the album that it was a big, beautiful, clear creek, brook, whatever. Turns out that it's a sewage runoff in Tacoma Park, Maryland. Fooled you. song, another Fahey song. It's written for John Hurt when he died. It's called Requiem for John Hurt. Thank you very much. Enjoy yourself.
Eric J. Liner, L-E-I-N-E-R. Would you please report to the information booth? They have some.
Or you. If I had another penny, I would have another Jill.
I would have the piper play the bonny lass of Biker Hill. Biker Hill and a walk ashore, calling our lads forevermore. Biker Hill and a walk ashore, calling our lads forevermore.
When first I came down to the dirt, I had no cowl nor no pitch shirt.
Now I've gotten two or three, a walk a pit's done well by me. Biker Hill and a walk ashore, Collier lads forevermore. Biker Hill and a walk ashore, Collier lads forevermore.
The pitman and the keelman trim, oh, they drink pumble made from gin.
Then to dance they do begin to the tune of Elsie Marley. Biker Hill and a walk ashore, Collier lads forevermore. Biker Hill and a walk ashore, Collier lads forevermore.
Geordie Charlton, he had a piggy,
he hit it with a shovel and it danced a jig. All the way to walk ashore to the tune of Elsie Marley. Biker Hill and a walk ashore, Collier lads forevermore. Biker Hill and a walk ashore, Collier lads forevermore.
This is a song called Dancing at Whitsun. It's taken from an English tune. I think it's called The Week Before Easter. It's a fairly new song, and it's a word to say about war.
Just go.
It's 50 long spring times since she was a bride, but still you may see her at each Whitsuntide in a dress of white linen and ribbons of green as her memories of loving. The fates that were nimble tread carefully now, as gentle a measure as age do allow. In a grove of white blossoms by fields of young corn, where once she was pledged to a true love, the fields they stand empty, the hedges grow free, no young man to tend them, or pastures go seed. They are gone with the forests of oak trees before, they are gone to be wasted in battle. Down from the green farmlands and from their loved ones marched husbands and brothers and fathers and sons. There's a fine roll of honor where the maypole once stood, and the ladies go dancing at Whitsun. There's a straight row of houses in these latter days, all covering the downs where the sheep used to graze. There's a fine roll of honor and a letter from the Queen, but the ladies remember Whitsun, and the ladies go dancing at Whitsun.
Yeah, I don't know.
has done the rounds, geographically anyway. It's a Canadian song of Irish origin. I learned it from an Englishman. It was collected in the Ottawa Valley in Hull, Quebec by Edith Folk, collected from a gentleman by the name of O.J. Abbott. And Edith, I think, put it into a book, and it crossed the Atlantic, and it was picked up by various people in England, notably Martin Carthy and Tom Gilfellan. And I learned it from them, and I now live near Hull, Quebec, so it's done a complete tour. It's a Broken Token song called The Plains of Waterloo. As I was a-walking one fine summer's morning, all down by the banks of some sweet and purling stream, I met a pretty maiden making sad lamentations, and I drew myself in ambush for to hear her sad complain. Through the wood she marched along, made the valleys for to ring all, and the small feathered songsters around her head they flew, saying the wars they are over, and peace it is returned again. But my Willie's not returned from the plains of Waterloo. I stepped up to this fair maid, and I said, me fond creature, oh, may I make inquire as to what's your true love's name? For I have been in battle where the cannons loud do rattle, and by your description, well, I think I know the same. Willie Smith's me true love's name, he's a hero of great fame. He and I, and he's gone, and he's left me in sorrow, 'tis true. No man shall me enjoy but me own darling boy. And still he's not returned from the plains of Waterloo. If Willie Smith's your true love's name, sure he's a hero of great fame. He and I have been in battle throughout many's the long campaign. Through Italy and Russia, through Germany and Prussia, he was me loyal comrade through France and through Spain. Till at length, oh, at last, by the French we were surrounded, and like heroes of old we did them subdue. We fought for 3 days, till at length we did defeat him. That bold Napoleon Boney on the plains of Waterloo. On the 14th day of June, 'tis ended the battle, leaving many's the bold hero in sorrow to complain. Where the drums they do beat, and the cannons loud do rattle,
was by a French soldier that your Willie was slain. And as I drew nigh to the place he lay a-bleeding, I scarcely had time for to bid him adieu. And as I sat by him, these words he kept repeating: "Fare you well, me lovely Annie, you are far from Waterloo." On when this fair maid heard this sad acclamation, her red and rosy cheeks they grew pale into one. And when this young man saw her sad lamentations, he drew her in his arms and said, "I am your loving one. See, here is the ring that between us was broken. In the midst of all dangers to remind me, love, of you." And when this fair maiden heard the words of his greeting, she said, "You're welcome, lovely Willie, from the plains of Waterloo."
I'm going to sing the Mingalay Boat Song, which has a good chorus, and we're going to invite Sam and Margot from Fiddler's Green to come up and help sing the chorus. And then Ian will finish off with Chicken on a Raft, which I'm sure you'll all catch the hang of the chorus. The chorus of Mingalay Boat Song is, "Heely I ho, boys, let her go, boys, turn her head into the weather. Heely I ho, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to Mingalay. Heely I ho, boys, let her go, boys, turn her head into the weather. Heely I ho, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to Mingalay. What can we though white the minches? What can we for wind and weather? Let her go, boys, every inch is sailing homeward to Mingalay. Heely I ho, boys, let her go, boys, turn her head into the weather. Heely I ho, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to Mingalay. Wives are waiting on the pier head, or looking seaward from the heather. Pull her in, boys, and we'll anchor ere the sun sets on Mingalay. Turn her
rappers in the wardroom drinking gin.
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
I don't mind knocking, but I ain't a coming in.
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
Jimmy's laughing like a drake.
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
Been looking at his comic cuts again.
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
Hey, chicken on a raft on a Monday morning. Oh, what a terrible sight to see. Dovetails for it and the dustman off. Sitting there picking out a chicken on a raft.
Aye-o,
chicken on a raft.
Hey-o,
chicken on a raft.
Aye-o,
chicken on a raft.
Hey-o,
chicken on a raft.
An Amazon girl lived in Dumfries.
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
She only had kids in twos and threes.
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
Her sister lives in Maryhill.
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
She says she won't, but I think she will.
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
Hey,
chicken on a raft on a Monday morning. Oh, what a terrible sight to see. Tattoos for it and the dustman off. Sitting there picking out a chicken on a raft.
Aye-o,
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 chicken on a raft.
Oh, they gave me the middle and the forenoon too.
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
And now I'm pulling in a whaler's crew.
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
Seagull wheeling overhead.
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
Oh, I ought to be sleeping in a feather bed.
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
Hey,
chicken on a raft on a Monday morning. Oh, what a terrible sight to see. Doctors for it and the dustman off. Sitting there picking out a chicken on a raft.
Aye-o,
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 chicken on a raft.
Oh, we said goodbye at the midnight bus.
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
She didn't cry, she didn't fuss.
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
Am I the fella that she loves best?
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
Or am I just a cuckoo in another man's nest?
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
Hey,
chicken on a raft on a Monday morning. Oh, what a terrible sight to see. Doctors for it and the dustman off. Sitting there picking out a chicken on a raft.
Aye-o,
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 chicken on a raft.
I had another girl in Donnybee.
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
And did she make a fool of me?
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
Her heart was like a purse of shower.
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
From hot to cold in a quarter of an hour.
Aye-o, chicken on a raft.
Hey,
chicken on a raft on a Monday morning. Oh, what a terrible sight to see. Doctors for it and the dustman off. Sitting there picking out a chicken on a raft.
Aye-o,
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 chicken on a raft.
Thanks a lot.
We will have an intermission tonight, so you'll have an opportunity to go out and get some food before they close. This is a family festival, and we try to program as many families as we can and still have a reasonable balance. And it's always nice when very dear friends match well the programming concept that you have for the festival.
I'm wearing a Mary Miller original, folded.
When we decided to do this song, I didn't think we knew how appropriate it would be. And it's called Weave Me the Sunshine Out of the Fallen Rain. And it's an amazing thing I noticed about Fox Hollow, especially being up there in the performers area, like coming a day early, and it was really soaked. But it's funny how people they somehow kept all their spirit and their humor and everything. It has a really neat chorus, so you'll see, sing along with us.
Weave me the sunshine out of the fallen rain. Weave me the hope of a new tomorrow and fill my cup again. Weave me the sunshine out of the fallen rain. Weave me the hope of a new tomorrow and fill my cup again. Try with us. Sunshine out of the falling rain. Weave me the hope of a new tomorrow and fill my cup again, again now. Weave me the sunshine out of the falling rain. Weave me the hope of a new tomorrow and fill my cup again. Well, I've seen the steel and concrete crumble, shine on me again. The tall and the mighty all have crumbled, shine on me again. Weave me the sunshine out of the falling rain. Weave me the hope of a new tomorrow and fill my cup again. I'll fill it again now. Weave me the sunshine out of the falling rain. Weave me the hope of a new tomorrow and fill my cup again. Shine on me again. Shine on me again. Weave me the sunshine out of the falling rain. Weave me the hope of a new tomorrow and fill my cup again. Weave me the sunshine out of the falling rain. Weave me the hope of a new tomorrow and fill my cup again. Well, if only I could heal your sorrow, shine on me again. I'd help you to find a new tomorrow, shine on me again. Now weave me the sunshine out of the falling rain. Weave me the hope of a new tomorrow and fill my cup again. Sunshine out of the falling rain. Weave me the hope of a new tomorrow and fill my cup again. Shine on me again. Shine on me again. Weave me the sunshine out of the falling rain. Sunshine out of the falling rain. Well, weave me the hope of a new tomorrow and fill my cup again. Weave me the sunshine out of the falling rain. Weave me the hope of a new tomorrow and fill my cup again. Well, weave me the sunshine out of the falling rain. The hope of a new tomorrow and fill my cup again.
Thank you.
Oh, where is she?
She's staying at my sister-in-law, Judy. Oma's not here tonight. She had to go home. We did most of our Swiss program yesterday, and we took one little French Swiss song that we'd like to cook. It's from the high mountain region of the Gruyere, and it's really a cow herding song. In the springtime, all the cows are taken up into the high Alps to spend the summer. Waxes with the cow herders to help take them up steep hills.
Well, Steve just came in. Like I said, he was up in Lake George, and he just came in about 15 minutes before we came on stage, so he's gonna play Lord Franklin with me. Lord Franklin is the guy who set out to find the Northwest Passage with 200 and some odd men, and some up there got lost in the ice, and they were all killed.
Bay where the whale fish blow. The fate of Franklin no man may know. The fate of Franklin no tongue can tell. Lord Franklin with his sailors now dwells. And so my burthen it gives me pain. For my long lost Franklin, I'd cross the main. 10,000 pounds I would freely give to say on earth that my Franklin.
Thursday night, we did a number of love very much.
one day at a time. We'd like to do it again.
Thank you. Japan,